Chapter 16. Gripped with horror, Hannah thought she saw the shadow of an evil grin inside the deeper shadow that hovered over the stoop.
Hannah, stay away. Stay away from Danny.
No! In her panic, Hannah didn't even realize that the howl came from her own throat. The red eyes glowed brighter in reaction to her scream. The fiery stare burned into her eyes, forcing her to shield her face with both hands.
Hannah, listen to my warning.
The dreadful, dry whisper, the whisper of death. The sinewy black finger, outlined in the white porch light, pointed to her, threatened her again. And again, Hannah cried out in a voice hoarse with terror, "No!" The dark figure swept closer, closer. And then the kitchen door swung open, throwing a long rectangle of light over the yard.
"Hannah, is that you? What's going on?"
Her father stepped into the light, his features knotted with concern, his eyes peering into the darkness through his square eyeglasses.
"Dad!"
Hannah's voice caught in her throat.
"Look out, Dad!
Hannah pointed to empty air, pointed to the empty rectangle of light from the kitchen door, pointed to nothing. The shadow figure had disappeared once again. Her mind spinning in confusion, feeling dazed and terrified, she hurried past her father into the house. She had told her parents about the frightening dark figure with the glowing red eyes. Her father carefully searched the backyard, his flashlight playing over the lawn. He found no footprints in the soft, wet ground, no sign at all of an intruder. Hannah's mother had gazed intently at her, studying her, as if trying to find some kind of answer in Hannah's eyes.
I'm not crazy, Hannah stammered angrily.
Mrs. Fairchild's cheeks turned pink.
I know that,
she replied tensely.
Should I call the police? There's nothing back there, Mr. Fairchild said, scratching his thinning brown hair,
his eyeglasses reflecting the light from the kitchen ceiling.
I'll just go to bed, Hannah told them, moving abruptly to the door. I'm really tired.
Her legs felt trembly and weak as she hurried down the hall to her room. Sighing wearily, she pushed open her bedroom door. The dark shadow figure was waiting for her by her bed.